If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/wondery. rocketmoney.com/wondery.
Pandemic push.
We have to take drastic measures to get the vaccination up.
Down to the wire in California recall.
This election is today. The election is tomorrow.
North Korean missile test.
It's really just a flying bomb with small wings and a jet engine.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. 18 months into the COVID-19 pandemic, the push is on to get more people vaccinated, with daily case numbers topping 140,000. And there's increasing concern about kids.
We have seen record numbers of children hospitalized during this Delta surge. We may be headed to another peak or to another valley if we all pull together.
Dr. James Versilovic at Texas Children's Hospital. On Face the Nation, former FDA chief Dr. Scott Gottlieb.
You could potentially have a vaccine available to children age 5 to 11 by Halloween if everything goes well, if the Pfizer data package is in order, and FDA ultimately makes a positive determination.
In some places, schools have gone back to virtual learning because of outbreaks. In New York City,
the country's largest school district reopens today. Roughly 1 million students across New York City will be back in the classroom, many for the first time in over a year.
I miss playing with my friends in the playground and play with the toys.
Students in the Big Apple will have to wear masks at all times, and all teachers and staff will soon have to be vaccinated. Bradley Blackburn, CBS News, New York.
And the debate over vaccine mandates rages on, with some Republicans pushing back on the latest moves by the Biden administration. Six maternity workers at the only hospital in Lewis County, New York, have quit over a vaccine mandate. Seven others are undecided. And health system executive Gerald Kayer says they'll stop delivering babies as of next Friday.
If we can pause the service and now focus on recruiting nurses who are vaccinated, we will be able to re-engage in delivering babies here in Lewis County.
And there's the story of a 73-year-old Alabama man with severe heart problems who found there was no ICU room for him at his local hospital. And 43 others in three states turned him down too, jammed with COVID patients. Eventually, Ray DeMonia was taken to one 200 miles from home in Mississippi, where he died. In his obituary, his family urges people to get vaccinated. Now to California, where the deadline to vote is tomorrow in the recall election that threatens the job of Governor Gavin Newsom. As CBS's Major Garrett tells us, President Biden will campaign for the governor today.
We will defeat this Republican-backed recall on Tuesday.
Governor Gavin Newsom rallied union and Latino voters in Los Angeles Sunday and later warned that Republican frontrunner Larry Elder is a new version of Donald Trump.
We would put ourselves on a very dangerous course if we do not overwhelmingly show up and reject this recall effort.
We asked Elder, a nationally syndicated talk show host and columnist, about the former president.
Donald Trump is irrelevant to this election.
It's not irrelevant to you, though.
The only people they ever bring up Donald Trump are the media.
And Newsom and former President Obama, who cut a TV commercial featuring Elder and Mr. Trump.
Protect California by voting no on the Republican recall.
All part of a concerted Democratic effort to save Newsom.
As part of his swing in the West, President Biden will survey wildfire damage in California and Idaho. Back in Washington, Secretary of State Blinken will testify today as Congress opens hearings into the end of the war in Afghanistan. Here's CBS's Chris Van Cleve.
There will be a lot of questions for the nation's top diplomat. We expect lawmakers to press Secretary Blinken on how many American citizens and Afghan allies remain in Afghanistan. Lawmakers will want answers on the decision to pull troops out by the August 31st deadline, despite Americans being left behind. They're also expected to ask why the U.S. failed to heed warnings from some in the intelligence community predicting the Taliban's rapid takeover.
North Korea claims to have carried out a test of a new long-range missile that can hit targets 1,000 miles away and carry nuclear warheads. Asia correspondent Ramey Innocencio.
North Korea even said those missiles changed trajectories in mid-flight and did figure eights. It's not even clear if South Korea's military even saw those on their radar, which goes to show just how potentially sophisticated these missiles are. They reportedly flew more than 900 miles, which means they can hit nearly any part of Japan. And Japan, of course, is the U.S.'s military cornerstone here in Asia.
There's yet another unwelcome visitor along the Gulf Coast. This time it's Tropical Storm Nicholas.
We are watching for an incredible amount of rain, 10 to 15 inches in spots along southern Louisiana from Lake Charles down to the coast of Louisiana, and then also in Texas.
CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson says it's expected to move ashore along the coast of south or central Texas later today. The state has sent extra rescue teams to the area. In suburban Atlanta, an explosion shook an apartment building, injuring four people. And Dunwoody Deputy Fire Chief Melvin Carter says it caused part of the structure to collapse.
Front side of the building that had basically been blown off. Right now, we haven't determined exactly what the cause of the explosion was. That's still beyond the investigation.
Before the blast, at least one resident called a local utility to report smelling gas. Britain's Prince Andrew will be in the spotlight today at a hearing into sexual assault allegations and whether he was properly served with documents in the case.
This is the closest Jeffrey Epstein accuser Virginia Giuffre has come to facing Prince Andrew in court. She claims she was trafficked to the Queen's second son when she was underage. Buckingham Palace no longer issues statements on Andrew's behalf. He withdrew from all royal duties in the uproar over his friendship with the late convicted pedophile. Giuffre's lawyers claim they successfully served him with legal papers demanding that he testify by Friday. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
Pope Francis is in Slovakia today honoring the country's Jewish community. It's the 84-year-old pontiff's first trip since his colon surgery back in July. A place in history denied for the world's top tennis player, Novak Djokovic.
There it is. Daniil Medvedev makes his own history at the U.S. Open.
On ESPN, Medvedev beats Djokovic in straight sets to ruin his bid for a calendar year Grand Slam and what would have been a record 21st major title. It's Medvedev's first. Last night, MTV handed out the Video Music Awards.
Let's go!
Lil Nas X took the night's top honor, winning Video of the Year.
Thank you to the Gay Agenda. Let's go, Gay Agenda!
Justin Bieber got Moon Person statues for Best Pop and Artist of the Year.
Music is such an amazing opportunity and an amazing outlet.
Oh, this is so crazy!
Olivia Rodrigo snagged Best Song of the Year and Best New Artist. Of course, when it comes to pop artists, it doesn't get much bigger than Madonna.
Happy 40th MTV!
The Queen of Pop opened the VMAs paying tribute to MTV's 40th anniversary. Monica Ricks, CBS News, New York.
On Instagram, Britney Spears says she's engaged to longtime boyfriend Sam Asghari, capping a summer where her struggle to end a conservatorship that had her father controlling her life and money made news. Octavia Spencer posted a response urging her to get a prenup. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary and it's not boring. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and maybe more importantly, on your life. I'm going to be your financial coach, someone who brings common sense and an insider's perspective on how to manage your money and your emotions. And I promise we are going to have a little bit of fun along the way. Have a question from retirement to career changes to college funding? Just send us an email at askjill@jillonmoney.com. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.